Three organisations taking the decision to grant Jacob Zuma medical parole on review in the Gauteng High Court. Karen Maughan observing the court proceedings. Karen, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Dalian Porfu says, look, the guy's got a serious medical condition which requires 24-hour medical care. That's it. But we have only his word for it. Or do we have something more than that?
Well, I mean, this is what is so fascinating, is that the arguments that have been made by the National Commissioner of Correctional Services and Zuma very much do not want to, you know, focus on the big elephant in the room, that the Medical Parole Advisory Board, which considered numerous reports and did its own specialist investigation into exactly what Zuma's medical condition was, found that under the provisions of the Correctional Services Act, which explicitly state that you only qualify for release on medical parole if you are terminally ill, incapacitated, and unable to look after yourself, that they did not find that there was a basis for his release under the provisions of that act. And the parties, DA, HSF, and AfriForum, all contend that the Correctional Services Commissioner simply did not have the power to override the board's recommendation in that regard because he is not a medical professional. What we saw in response, of course, was this very bizarre attempt by both Correctional Services and Zuma to rely on reports that had been compiled on the 28th of July, substantially before the board made its considerations with much more updated information, and to try and contend that Jacob Zuma did indeed fall within the parameters of consideration. And arguments from Correctional Services that and Zuma himself that seem to suggest that they're trying to argue that he has a terminal illness, which goes against what the board actually found.
And there is no offer to share medical records, even if only with the judge or judges. I don't know if it's a full bench or a single judge hearing this to give medical backup to their claims.
Well, yes, I mean, that was the big point that Zuma tried to argue, and to a degree Fraser as well, because, of course, Arthur Fraser was the erstwhile commissioner who made this decision, was that, you know, certainly on Zuma's part, that, you know, you can't challenge this decision if you don't want to know what my medical condition is. But the parties in this case are not trying to contend that this is an issue around what exactly Zuma's medical condition is. Is he sick? Is he not sick? Their argument is very simple. They say the Medical Parole Advisory Board has been empowered by the legislature in the wake of the Shabir Sheikh terminal illness debacle of many years ago, which we all know, to make the determination. These are five, it's a body made up of 10 independent doctors. In this particular situation, there were five of them. They looked at all the reports, they looked at the information, and they made the determination, which they are empowered to make. So in the wake of that, for Arthur Fraser to then say, well, I'm going to rely on reports from some time before that, I'm going to bring in issues of unrest in KZN and my concerns, and this is why I got involved, and he needs 24-hour medical care, which he would be provided, you know, to some degree in prison anyway, which is the argument that was made up by HSF. It's not legally sustainable, you know, because ultimately it's really about, and this is what the heart of this case is about, what is the function of the board if it can simply be overridden on the whims of the national commissioner who has no medical experience himself? If that's the case, then, you know, we've got a serious problem to look at. But this case beyond Jacob Zuma is materially important to determining exactly what the board's functions and powers actually are.
Yes, I mean, Dalian Porfu and the Advocate for Correctional Services claiming that the other parties are only interested in humiliating Zuma and seeing him die in prison and so on. And there is also the point that was made that this is essentially practically moot, in that Jacob Zuma, if he had not been let out on medical parole, would have been let out on ordinary parole by now. But then there is, as you referred to, Karen, the bigger point of this is only partly about Jacob Zuma. It is more importantly about how the issue of medical parole is dealt with in a clear and legally non-oblique way.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's fascinating to me how Zuma and the Correctional Services Department can argue on one hand that this case is not urgent. And then on the other say, well, anyway, it's moot because he's about to be released or his sentence will end in October. So that, I think, is a telling point, is that they very much oppose this case on the basis of urgency. They spent a lot of time saying this isn't urgent because of that point, that, you know, as long as it was delayed, the more, you know, there was a very distinct possibility, almost a certainty, as Zuma argues, that he will be released on parole. But that's a separate process. It's the DA, the HSF simply say, that's a separate process. It must go its course. The fact of the matter is that what they contained was a clear abuse of power occurred here, and it occurred in circumstances that may have repercussions further down the line. So it's very important for the court to establish legal precedent on what exactly the powers of the board are and how their recommendations can be treated by the National Commissioner. As far as I know, John, there are no cases where the National Commissioner overrode a recommendation against release. He has overridden recommendations in favor of release because of other concerns which were then challenged in court. But certainly this idea that a medical parole board can make a recommendation on an issue of health and specific medical bases and then be completely ignored is one that I think the court has to address. Whatever the outcome is in relation to Zuma's situation, this is a matter that will recur, and we need to know what the law is.
Karen Maughan, specialist legal journalist, also very special legal journalist with News 24.